Those who say the Dajjal has not yet appeared. Those who say Muslims are living in peace and comfort. Those who think the days of trouble and difficulty are still far off. Those who seek to postpone the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, saying it is many years away in the future, should watch this video very carefully. Because the Dajjal is indeed here and at work. He, the Dajjal, appears when there is great disorder and confusion among people in the Islamic world, disorder among Muslims. There are no such times now, praise be to Allah. Muslims are respected wherever you go. Syria. Palestine. Afghanistan. East Turkestan. Iraq. Pathan.
I do agree. In July last year, it was the primary stronghold of Boko Haram and a scene of a major battle.
Nigeria. If the Dajjal has not appeared, then who is doing all this persecution of Muslims? Neither the Dajjal is here today. Neither the Dajjal is here today. Neither the Dajjal is here today, nor the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, nor Gog and Magog, nor any great portents, nor the Dabat al-Arab. So why should the Mahdi exist? Because hundreds of thousands of Muslims have been martyred in recent years. Many Muslims, women, children, and the elderly have seen their homes burned or destroyed. They have been forced from their lands, prevented from worshipping, and thrown into prisons and dungeons. Why? Those are the days of disaster, days when people will seek burrows to hide in. Look, praise be to Allah. Look, we are talking, we are reading the hadiths and praying. So it is not that close at hand. What else needs to happen for those days to be close at hand? Are the ongoing efforts to crush, persecute, and eliminate Muslims in Palestine, Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Algeria, Tunisia, Eritrea, Egypt, Kashmir, East Turkestan, Chechnya, Thailand, the Philippines, Burma, and Sudan, not enough? Are these images not proof enough for you? What more does the Dajjal have to do for you to be convinced? Rockets fell from on high and burned and destroyed everything we had inside. Why did they do that? Our possessions and toys were in there, but they all burned. Why did they do that? They demolish our homes and keep killing us. Look, our possessions, all small burned. Look, what difference is there between inside and outside? We are at home, but there is no comfort here. We do not feel safe. Seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. What reason could you have for not fighting in the way of Allah? For those men, women, and children who are oppressed and say, "Our Lord, take us out of this city whose inhabitants are wrongdoers. Give us a protector from you. Give us a helper from you."